Hello and welcome to Thought for the Day. We're in Titus and beginning chapter 3 today. Titus chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. Let's pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, again as we open your holy and inspired word, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would guide our thoughts, would instruct us and teach us, and therefore make us to live lives that are pleasing to you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. Well, in these two verses, Paul identifies six virtues that Christians must display as a result of God's grace. And even before we consider them, we need to remind ourselves that this is not a kind of exam paper with, as it were, six questions on it and an instruction at the top that says, answer any three. Because Christian graces and the fruit of the Spirit are not a la carte menus. We don't just pick the things we like and leave everything else. And this is a challenging list, especially bearing in mind what Paul is going to say in the following verses about the kind of people that we naturally were. Well, in verse 1, Paul reminds us of three virtues in order that we might be good citizens. First, he says that we are to be subject to rulers and authorities. In other words, the church is not to set itself up as a kind of rival to secular authorities, even when those authorities were led, as they were for Paul, by Caligula and Nero. Our mission, first and foremost, like that of Christ, is to seek and to save the lost, not to lobby for our favoured political agenda. Paul writes in Romans 13, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. And the only caveat for that, as we also learn in the New Testament, is that we must not disobey the word of God in order to render civil obedience. And like Titus and the church on Crete, we need to be reminded of that. Therefore, Paul also reminds Titus that the church needs to be, with that one caveat, obedient. And this is Jesus' dictum of render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. And I think in an age where folk in general take fun in ridiculing and poking fun at our national leaders, I think it behoves Christians to be distinct in this and different in this respect. So we must be subject, we must be obedient, and thirdly, ready to do whatever is good. And so, still remembering our gospel priorities, it does bring glory to God when known Christians, when the church is at the forefront of caring for the sick, for the poor, for the elderly, for the vulnerable, for the hungry, for those that are outcast from society in general. So verse 1 reminds us that we must be good citizens. In verse 2, Paul reminds us to be good neighbours, both in our homes and in the church. He begins with what is really a negative, not to slander anyone. Speak evil of no one is how most translations render that. Now, it doesn't mean that we never render a correct negative appraisal, but it does mean that we don't indulge in slander and gossip, and that we don't be hypercritical. Next, Paul exhorts us to be peaceful, peaceable and considerate. In other words, if we find that we have fallen out with members of our family or members of the church family, then we should be quick to restore peaceable relationships, quick to take the initiative to apologise and to seek reconciliation. And finally, says Paul, always be gentle towards everyone. Now, he's not commending some kind of bland timidity. He's not suggesting that we all become some kind of Uriah Heep or Casper milk toast. The Greek word often is rendered here is often rendered as meekness. And that's a biblical quality that the Bible notes of our Lord. Because we read in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you," says Jesus, "and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." And what does Jesus promise to those who show this Christ-like quality? "Blessed are the meek," says Jesus, "for they shall inherit the earth." A clear reference to the reign of Christ upon a renewed earth. Well, these are such demanding reminders. We all know that left to our own sinful desires, we would so often do the complete opposite. And so being good citizens and being good neighbours will require serious Holy Spirit work in sanctifying both our hearts and our tongues. But the benefit is enormous in commending the gospel, in pleasing our Saviour and bringing glory to God. Let's pray. May the mind of Christ my Saviour live in me from day to day, by his love and power controlling all I do and say. Lord, may that be our daily prayer, that we may live lives that are pleasing and honouring and give glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.